Giles from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
My name is Carolyn Charles. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing, as well as a facilitator and an instructor for Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. And here we work with horses and people to help change lives in a really small nutshell. And when people are working with the horses, they actually have the ability to build new skills, to move something forward in life, to take whatever that next step that they really need to be able to move forward with where they're at right now, which I absolutely love, because we don't get to always go back and change things. We don't get to go out into the world and be like, actually, I'm a little emotionally damaged right now because of this. Could you make some amendments for me? That's not really how it works. So these horses give us the ability to work with the life that we have and move forward within that as well. We are going to be talking to Miss JR today. And really, we're talking about superheroes without capes. The reason we talk about our superheroes without capes is because a lot of times there are, in this whole world, unsung heroes. But we feel that our horses, you're on your lead rope, honey. Yep, back up. There you go. Give me your lead rope. I have too many things in my hands, Miss JR. There we go. Okay. Our horses, we like to call them our superheroes without capes because they don't have capes on. Sometimes people don't realize how phenomenal they really are. But at the same token, they do so many things for us and help so many people. So, JR, thank you for that, Roxy. JR is mashing the computer at the moment, but this is Miss JR right here. So JR, a lot of times our kids will say to us, oh, wow, do you highlight her hair? She's so beautiful. She's got beautiful sun bleach highlights in there. And I say to the kids all the time is that at the end of the day, I barely have time to highlight my own hair, but we definitely don't highlight hers either. She's just naturally that beautiful. Disco, please don't eat my computer. Please. So Miss JR here, she is our oldest horse. So she's 25 years old, but she is 25 years young at the same time. Like, she is just such a phenomenal girl, and she still loves her job so much. She was a broodmare for many, many years before she came here. But she's the mama horse that takes care of everybody as well. So that's such a comforting feeling for a lot of our participants too, especially for our youth at risk, who maybe parents aren't something that is regularly in their lives. They really, really connect with JR on that level because she has that mama horse piece of her, and she feels like a mama. Like, first of all, she don't take no crap from no one. She will walk around, and the second somebody's in her space, she's like, right back, right away. And she always just is very clear about her boundaries, what works, what doesn't work for her. So she really has that mama kind of feeling, but she also has that mama feeling of like love and appreciation and no judgment. And she just feels comfortable when you're with her. And she brings so many people to a different level of confidence just from having the stunning abilities that she does. She truly is one of our most profound teachers in a lot of ways, because she's not huge in her teaching. You wouldn't know it from this morning, because this morning she's all over the place, as am I, as are the rest of the horses. But she's really quite a quiet teacher, which makes people feel really comfortable. But she's got that kind of like mama, like, if I look at you in a certain way, you will do what I say, because otherwise this isn't going to work. And a lot of times people will kind of say she's stubborn. Well, she's only stubborn if people aren't doing what she needs them to do, which is really, at the end of the day, her biggest thing is this teamwork portion. JR loves teamwork. She loves the herd. And even why I have more horses in here this morning is because she's a little bit herd bound in the fact that she likes to know where everybody is. Kind of like the mama thing there too. She likes to know where everybody is, what they're doing, how they're doing it, if it's all working well for them, you know, like, she really likes that piece. And so if two people are working with JR and they are not working as a team, she will not move. She just does not work that way. But she has brought people to the realization so many times, this world is not a place that we have to go through all of it alone. And that sometimes is a big realization, because a lot of times we try to do so much by ourselves. We try to think, oh, well, if nobody else is going to do it right, I'll just do it on my own. But that's so hard. It's so hard to do things all on our own. So JR is really the teacher that brings that teamwork side into things to make sure everybody knows exactly what's going on and how the whole team has to work together to really move forward a little bit. But it's all about the teamwork, and people have learned so much from her on the teamwork side of things. But I'll read you a couple of things that people have written about JR, just so you can see how much she gives to people as well. So one was, my horse taught me to trust others. I trusted JR and she gave me trust back. She made me believe in myself and I knew I could keep going. Love it. Another one is, teamwork relationships are not one-man deals. In a relationship, it takes both parties to build a healthy relationship. JR taught me that. Another one is, my horse and my experience taught me to believe in myself and my team. Most memorable was the feeling of the belief and competence that I have and experience today. Another one is, I love JR. She always relaxes me. She does give that nice, calm, lovey piece too, especially when she's being groomed up. Oh my gosh, the girl could take a spa day anytime. JR teaches me that I'm not alone. I don't have to do this alone. We can work far better together. JR won't just move because one of us asks her. She needs both of us to work as a team or her herd. Oh, and she taught me a lot about boundaries. Now that's another good point with JR. JR, lucky the boundaries. So that's with the other horses as well. She's very clear. She can be walking around just fine and dandy and then, no, I don't want that. And then she'll get right back into her happy little self again. So JR is very clear with the boundaries and telling people that piece too. Another one that she does is releasing. And I'll tell you about a story with one of our past clients who actually, if you look on our website, Sam is her name, and she really credits JR to saving her life. She was in a really rough spot. She was just not, didn't know how to move forward, I guess. And she ended up working with JR, and JR chose to work with her and help her through everything. But this releasing part, JR has a very special way of helping people with that. Just from being in her presence alone, she has this feeling about her that you just feel comfortable. You feel confident with her. You feel like you could do anything and that the world is your oyster, because she gets you to that point where you just kind of, you breathe and you're very aware of your breathing with her. And she does that releasing piece in a few different ways too. A lot of times, you know, we'll see our horses yawning with participants, which is pretty normal. But JR, one of the things she does to get rid of things is she bobs her head. So now, horsey people, this isn't like a weird little bob or anything. She only does this for this reason, but she will literally take her head all the way down and all the way back up again like this. And that is her way of releasing for people. Tabitha, but I loved working with her when me and the another lady were having communication problems. I'm going to put this one up. We had to stop and communicate. All would be good, but no one good. But once someone stopped the communication, she would stop moving. She is amazing. And that's 100% true. JR does not do confusion. She does not play in those arenas at all. She wants to make sure everybody's on the same page all the time. So that's, I love that, Tabitha. Thank you so much for putting that in too. But the releasing piece. So, Sam was one of our clients that came in. What are you doing? That was a horse that just made that noise. Didn't it sound like a dog sneeze? Anyway, side note. So yes, she does the releasing part, and Sam came in and she was just in a rough way that day that she came in, and JR started doing this head bobbing where, I mean, it was like all the way to the ground, all the way back up, all the way to the ground, all the way back up, and wouldn't stop. And so Carrie kind of said, okay, I got to go ask some of my friends about this. Like, I don't know what this is. This was quite some time ago. And Sam was like, okay, that sounds good. So the next time Sam came in, Carrie had talked to a few people, and she said, you know what this is, as I've been told, is it's her releasing. So she took on whatever was going on with you and released it all for you. And Sam said, you know what, that's so amazing, because when I came in, it was literally the worst day of my life. I wasn't even going to come if it weren't for JR and for Carrie doing this for me. But I decided to show up anyway, and I felt better when I left, but it was literally the worst day of my life when I came in that day. So again, Sam completely, even to this day, every once in a while, we'll hear from her and hear that just she attributes it all to JR. JR really did save her life. So that's, again, superheroes without capes, you betcha. When we can attribute that much to what they give us, that is just such a phenomenal piece that they give us every single time, and all of them in their own ways. And her mama way is just so, so lovely. And we've had so many people come out and say, you know, things like, oh, I don't have parents. That's why JR is working with me so beautifully. Or, you know, I don't have a great relationship with my mom, or something along those lines. And JR gives them that supportive emotional piece, as well as the, you know, get your stuff together because this is going to work this way kind of piece as well. So she does do such a phenomenal job of keeping that all together. So everyone, again, this is Miss JR. She is a phenomenal teacher for her mama horse abilities, her teamwork, and for her releasing for other people as well. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today. Let me know too if you have any other questions about JR, because this was so all over the place. Hope you had a good time watching my craziness. Again, throw in a holy jump and tuna fish. If you gained anything from this video, JR was the star, but she didn't want to hang out here. So she's very clear as what she wants. Throw in a holy jump and tuna fish. And don't forget the giveaway as well. Type giveaway to enter the $6,400 horse welfare. Oh my gosh, I'm out of breath too. I'm out of shape, guys. This isn't working for me. The horse welfare giveaway, which is with Warwick Schiller and Jane Pike, as well as ourselves. Go type that in there. Thanks, Jer. And then you can get some bunch of information about how you can enter and what that's all about. Hopefully you did have a great time watching this disaster and meeting JR today. And sure, share it out to who you think might want to see this video. Like I said, if nothing else, for a good laugh of what do you do when nothing works? This is it. So our beautiful mama horse, she really does focus on the teamwork and the relaxing. Hopefully you can join us next week where I will have the two girls back and it will be better. I'm sure of it. And I hope you all have a fantastic day as well. See you next week to learn about our next superhero without capes. And we'll introduce you to another horse. So have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.